Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday evening, June 2nd, 2025, and we have a great mix of health, fitness, and wellness headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Korean researchers develop AI to predict cancer patients' response to immunotherapy. A research team based in South Korea has developed an AI model to predict cancer patients' response to immunotherapy. This AI model aims to enhance treatment precision for colorectal and gastric cancer, offering physicians a more accurate tool for personalized therapies. As advancements like this continue, companies such as Caliti Biotherapeutics Inc., Myasi American, CLDI, are making progress in the field. TinyGems, a specialized communications platform focusing on small-cap and mid-cap companies, provides access to various wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications. For more information, visit tinygems.com. Investor news breaks. Telomere Pharmaceuticals, Nielo, to pursue partnerships at Bio 2025 as IND prep for Telomere 1 advances. Telomere Pharmaceuticals, listed on NASDAQ as TILO, will be participating in the Bio International Convention 2025 in Boston to pursue partnerships through bio one-on-one partnering. The company is preparing to submit an IND application by year-end for its lead candidate, Telomere 1, designed to elongate telomeres and reverse core aging mechanisms. Telomere 1 shows potential across rare diseases like progeria, Werner's syndrome, and Wilson's disease, as well as conditions including type 2 diabetes, aggressive prostate cancer, and macular degeneration. Telomere plans to start first-in-human dosing in the first half of 2026 and is seeking FDA guidance on novel clinical endpoints for accelerated development pathways. Biomed news breaks. NutriBand Inc. NASDAQ, NTRB, posts record Q1 revenue, advances Aversa fentanyl development. NutriBand Inc., trading on the NASDAQ under the symbol NTRB, has reported record first quarter revenue of $667,000, marking a 63% year-over-year increase. This growth is attributed to expanded kinesiology tape production and increased retail presence at major stores like Target, Walmart, Walgreens, and CVS. The company is focusing on enhancing shareholder value by scaling production and advancing the development of Aversa fentanyl, an abuse-deterrent transdermal opioid patch. A strategic partnership with Condiva Drug Delivery will help cover development costs as Aversa moves towards regulatory approval. The product is expected to generate annual U.S. sales of $80 million to $200 million. For more information about NutriBand Inc. and its innovative products, visit NutriBand.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.